Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now today, it's my pleasure to welcome back Leo Bonomo. From the age of two, he had seen his first spirit. He didn't find that strange, even though the spirit rose out of the ground horizontally and tilted upright. Leo's parents found him looking, and he said there was a funny man behind them. In fact, the only thing he found strange were the man's clothes, with a Victorian top hat and all. Leo has been blessed with so many experiences, some on the darker side, but he says, pardon the pun, all enlightening. He's been a professional since 2005 and trained for 8 years at the Spiritualist Association of Great Britain. He doesn't believe that mediums should ask questions. If a medium has a question, it should be directed to the person in spirit, for they have the answers. He is privileged to have written through automatic writing a book called Summerland Poems, a book of thoughts and messages directly through spirit. These can be found on Amazon. Leo has the gifts of clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairescence, clairolfacrience, and clairsentience. It's a real privilege, he says, to be able to work with spirit and to do something spiritually rewarding for a living. And I'm going to give you his website in just a minute. I just want to state a couple of things at the outset. One is that when you come on the line, all Leo is going to need is your name, and you may have an opportunity to ask a question after he does a brief reading. We'll see how that goes. We have a lot of callers, 10 so far, and we'll get to as many of you as we can. Leo's website is leo-bonomo. I'll spell that for you. B like banana, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O. leo-bonomo.com. And Leo has a new book coming out. Let me welcome Leo. Leo, how are you today? Leo? Leo? I lost him. Let me call him back. I'm going to play a song for you called Throw It All Away. That was Jennifer Farron singing Throw It All Away. I have Leo back on the line. Leo, how are you today?
I'm very well, David, and thank you once again for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, too. I really enjoy your skills, and you're such a lovely person to talk to. So it's a joy for me. And I did give out your website. I don't know if you could hear any of the introduction I gave, but for whatever reason, I lost you briefly, and I'm glad I found you.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Leo, I did announce the listeners that you do have a new book coming out, and it's expected out in June. Would you tell us the title of the book and also a little bit about what it's about?
Yes, it's called Voices of Spirit, and it's a book about Leslie Flynn, a direct voice medium. And it's transcripts of spirit physically speaking, like you and I are, transcripts of those, and also recordings. And there are some very, very interesting people there. There's some ordinary people, which I love, but there's also people like Queen Victoria that's come through, Churchill, so some very famous people. And whilst I was compiling the book, I went to a fantastic forensic audio company, and it's called Primo Forensics, and they did a test on one of the recordings. And it's come back as a voice trait match of over 99%.
Wow.
So there's a verification there that voice is real. And what I did was I sent them a recording of one of Winston Churchill's wartime speeches. And then Winston had appeared in Leslie's circle, and so I gave very short extracts of that. I didn't give anything away at all. And Ed Primo, who runs the firm, he thought that the recordings were more or less 5, maybe 6 years apart. But the truth is there was 47 years difference between the war speech and the other one. Oh. And in fact, Churchill had been dead 20 years at the point that the recording was made.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing stuff.
That is amazing. Well, I'm really looking forward to seeing the book when it's out. And I will have Leo back sometime after the book comes out, which is expected to be in June. And Leo, what else is going on for you?
Always busy, David. There's always something to do. I'm also getting my next book together, which I'd started in about 2011, as it happens, and that's on developing mediumship. So I'm going through that manuscript and hopefully can follow up the Leslie book with the development book. It's a little unusual, I think, because mediums tend to talk about themselves, and I don't tend to like to do that. So it's a book about how mediums work, how to look for and get a good reading, but it also explains how everyone can develop, and the techniques that are used to get that wonderful, wonderful connection with spirit. So it's a guide on both sides of the fence, really, how mediums work and how to get a really good reading.
Well, that's interesting. Of course, I know it to be true, but a lot of people don't recognize their potentials. We all have intuitive potentials, and it will be interesting to see that book, to read it. To find out how those potentials can be developed.
Yeah, I think it's a fascinating thing. And we were talking just before the show started. There's a marvelous book out by a lovely lady called Leslie Keane, K-E-A-N, and Leslie spelled L-I-E, same as Leslie Flynn, actually. And it's called Surviving Death. and they've made a program. It's on Netflix. It's a four-part series about the book, and the first part is about near-death experiences. Lots of them, some scientific evidence there for it. And then the second part and the third part is about mediumship. And then the fourth part is about reincarnation. Because, of course, all those four things are drawn together. And in the UK, it's number 10 in the Netflix chart. I've seen it myself. It's absolutely brilliant. If your listeners want to get a really good idea of, you know, a sort of overall look at spirit and the act of passing and exactly what it's like, it's a great mini-series to watch. And, I've been very impressed by that.
Well, thank you for sharing that.
It's my pleasure.
Well, we do have a lot of people on the phone lines. And I'm going to make one more request of you all, and that is simply this. If you've spoken with Leo before, please decline a reading at present, and I will take down your phone number, and if there's time to get back to you, I will do that. So I'm going to go down the queue in order. I haven't spoken with any of you. I'll be calling out your area codes and asking you for your first name only, and then say hello to Leo. And he will give you a brief reading. Please do not give him any information. Do not ask him any questions. Let him do what he does best, and that is to connect you with your departed loved ones or people that are on the other side. Sometimes you may not be aware of who these people are, but I think you'll be amazed at the things that these people from the other side will have to share with you about you. So I'm going to go first. Is there anything else you would like to say, Leo, before I go to the phone lines?
No, not really. That's perfect. That's perfect, David. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. I'm coming to area code 706, and I hope everybody will respect my request. And 706, you are live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Sophia, and I spoke to Leo in May of 2016. So I've spoken
That's
to
all
him
right.
before.
Sophia, oh. On the line.
Bless you, Sophia.
Yeah, stay on the line because I may have a chance to come back to you. I'm just recording your number. Of course, you're number one in queue, so if we have a lot of people that have spoken with him before, I will get back to you. So thank you for calling, and thank you for being so honest. I appreciate it. Okay, our next caller is area code 256, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
This is Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. How are
Hi,
you doing
how are
today?
You?
Good,
good.
Are you ready to talk to Leo?
I am.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. As regular listeners know, I tend not to give out names because they can be misleading, they can be link names, and it causes all kinds of problems. But even before I spoke to you and while David was giving an introduction for me, there's a lady here with brown hair. It's just above jawline. She's given the name of Sarah, but she spelt it S-A-R-A. This is a fairly elegant-looking woman. She would be around 5'6", 5'7", so slightly tall for a woman. She's wearing a long coat and trousers. And would you recognise this lady? She's not very old when she passed over. I would say in her mid-40s.
No, I do not.
Okay, not to worry. She is coming across as a cousin. That's what she mentioned. And I'm very sure she's connected to Dad's side of the family. I'm just going to have a quick listen. Would you understand this, Sarah, saying that you have been very frustrated with yourself lately, not being able to move things forward, even things which wouldn't normally irritate you? That there's some stress there. Would that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
And she says that, you know, if we kind of exclude COVID and what's going on in the States, because that's all very stressful, she said it's other things, really. She wants you to know that as she's taken us a couple of months forward, she says what's happening is going to drip away. There is a delay that's needed, and that's really why things haven't been able to progress. But she says you will find solutions to those things that you need in roughly 2 months' time. Again, it's a kind of drip feed where if we imagine a sink, it's unblocked and it starts to drip through before it clears properly. She says you had planned an extremely busy year this year, and she's given that as a confirmation. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you got a quick question you'd like to ask this lovely lady?
Yes. What about changing my career? I am a school teacher, yet I no longer desire to be in the classroom after this year.
Okay, now she says you can put those skills to use in a slightly different way. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, whether she's talking about private tutoring or something like that, but she says, whilst you have no wish to be in the classroom, and I know this sounds like a slight contradiction, she says you still have a lot of knowledge to pass on. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So she's talking about a slightly different environment. As you probably know, spirit can't take away your free will. So she's not going to say, right, you need to do this or you need to do that. You will find that solution. But she says it will work out for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Fantastic. There's a lot of, bless you, honey. You just took the words out of my mouth. Take her great love and mine. God bless.
Kimberly, it's good to hear your voice. You're staying healthy?
Same here. Yes. What about you?
Good, good. Keep it that way. Well, I just want to put it out there to you and the other callers that Leo gives brilliant readings. I have had wonderful readings from him, and he's very reasonable. So if you're ever interested in pursuing that, any of you, go to leo-bonomo.com. And Kimberly, have a blessed day.
Thank you. You have a blessed day as well.
Thank you so much. Okay, I'm coming to area code 775 in just a moment. And what is your first name, please?
Hello, David, and good afternoon, Leo. My name is Wendy from California. And as you know, in the past I have had a reading with Leo. I was hoping to do so today, but I'm honoring your request.
Thank you. Well, you're caller two in the queue, so we may get back to you. Let me just jot down your number here. I don't need to do that. I've got your name. It's listed. Okay. Wendy, thank you so much. Perhaps we'll talk to you later. If not, God bless, hon.
God bless. I hope so.
Thank you. Okay, well, you are popular, Leo. Area code 56. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, David?
Good. Thank you so much. You haven't talked to Leo before, have you?
I have not.
Well, welcome, Rosie, and here's Leo.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
Hi, Rosie. I'm very well, thank you so much. I seem to be working in a different way tonight because I've got a gentleman. The hair is kind of silver grey, has receded. There's a little bit of white, there's a slight double chin with this gentleman. he's given his name as Silvio. I tend not to get names, so I'm not quite sure what's happening. As long as the connections are fine, that's great. He does carry a little bit of weight. He's actually written for me 63, so I know that's when he passed over. And he says, there was a slight problem, a complication, and then I went. He seems very humorous about it as he's explaining what's happened to him. Would you... I think this gentleman's on Dad's side of the family as well. Would you recognise him?
I don't know a Silvio.
Okay, not to worry. The message is the important thing. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what he's got to say. He says you've had a very interesting life and you've done lots of various things job-wise. And he says in some ways you've almost come round full circle. But the nice thing that he's drawing like a spiral for me. So I know it's kind of gone full circle and then some. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Would you understand that he says you're looking for a way out now? You want to do something that is completely different. He says that you're not sure what that is, but you're asking for inspiration. Would that make sense too?
Yes.
He's showing me clouds of colours. If I suggested that you see either spirit or you see colours, I'm seeing lots of pastel shades rather than bright colours, so I guess you may be seeing them slightly dimmed. Would that make sense to you too?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. And if it's a no, please say no, because I can mishear and misinterpret what I'm given. He says that what he and spirit want to do is communicate with you directly. He says you've had some interesting experiences. He's actually talking about predictions and interesting dreams as well. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic, because I know this is going to sound strange. He says, I've come here to tell her this in a conscious way, because we want to communicate with her in a more private sense and give her a hint of direction as to what she could do. As I'm asking for a final confirmation there, you've tended to be successful in most of the things that you've attempted. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
And he said there is no reason why that can't continue. He's a very jolly man. He's laughing his head off. He sees this as a little bit of game, that he's giving you a bit of a teaser and that. But he's so, he's so pleased that you understand. He wants to give some healing and best wishes to a granddaughter. As he's showing me an image there, she does seem very slim as children are. So I don't think it's illness. She's just very slim. Would that make sense to you, Tom?
Yes.
I have to be careful how I say this. He says, look after her. She's a real gem. So that doesn't mean there's anything untoward happen. It's just his figure of speech. But he's looking after you all. Can I leave that there?
Sure.
Unless you have a question.
I do have a question. I do have a
she
question.
She has a question.
Leo.
I do apologize.
Leo, I've been unemployed for 1 year. I am open to any and all industries. I don't want to go into business quite yet for myself, quite yet, because I've been still searching and it still hasn't come to me. So right now I have to put that to the side.
Yeah.
When do you see me getting employment?
It is going to be difficult this year. I have to be 100% honest with you. He's taken me past August, and he says something will turn up then. He says, yes, it will be different, as you pointed out and he mentioned before. He says, go for it. It'll get you back on your feet. He says, as far as the economy is concerned, and when that turnaround comes, that people can have more surety of continuing a business, we are looking at about 2 years forward. So it's all right to plan, but I wouldn't really put anything concrete into action until nearly 2 years. You will know when the time is right because the economy will start to recover.
So you see me getting a job past August?
Yeah, August has lit up for me. It's actually written the 31st, so we're definitely looking towards the end of August where something will turn up. I know that's not what you want to hear, and I do apologize, but I can't change what he's given me.
Okay, thank you so much, Leo.
Bless you. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Rosie.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I'm coming to area code 724, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Mandy. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Definitely.
Bless you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Would you understand the gentleman called Jeremy? He doesn't seem to be old. He's written 43 for me. A fairly slim gentleman, very well dressed. He's showing me a suit, and I can see and feel the quality of this suit. This gentleman would have had some money and took great pride in his appearance. He's showing me a lady, so I know that he's connected to mum's side. His description of his passing is saying very quick. I was there and then I was gone. I didn't really understand what would happen. Would that make sense to you? I know your family's a bit scattered and there are holes on mum's side, certainly, but would you recognize this gentleman?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. They do sometimes come along, and when you ask in the family, that's where some of the evidence comes. I'm just going to have a quick... you know when a person shakes slightly and the head kind of wobbles and looks... there's an illness that comes with that. He's not telling me what that is. But you know when somebody has a little bit of nerves or they're quite unsteady and their head kind of shakes? He's describing that to me. If that isn't you, would you understand an older lady fairly close to you that has that condition?
I'm not sure if I fully understand. You said her, about her head shakes when she shakes.
Some people, and it's not necessarily nerves, but they have trouble controlling the head, so it kind of shakes a little bit. It may nod a little bit or shake from side to side. It's a nervous condition. She's talking about that. Would that make sense to you?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure if I'm thinking of the correct thing or not, to be honest with you.
Okay, not to worry. I'll just give you what he's given me. There is certainly a female that has a nervous disposition. It seems to be going untreated, and he says they may feel that it's something complicated that's affecting them. And he says it isn't really. It can be treated fairly easily. But I think the thing that he's concerned of most is that this person is pushing that away, thinking it's something it isn't, and is just trying to kind of bury it. And he says they need to ask the right questions, but they need to see a doctor to get that sorted out. He says it's very, very simple to get fixed. I keep seeing an image representing you, but I've got a kind of... light shadow, like a light body that comes into your image and then comes out of your image. So if it isn't you, it is definitely somebody very close to you. I'll leave that bit with you. Have you got a question you'd like to ask?
Yes. I wanted to see, Leo, if you saw me moving as far as a physical residence. Any insight with that?
Okay. Absolutely. Immediately, he said, a move has been necessary for 6 or 7 years now. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, the residence that I'm at, I will be here at, it'll make 7 years this April. So, yes, I was wrong from the moment I came here, unfortunately. Yes.
That's honest.
I mean, location's good, but not atmosphere. But go ahead, hon.
Yeah, so that's really what he's describing. He says you do have to be a little sorry, he's making me laugh. You do have to be a little more patient, but he says there's an escape route. Somebody has dug a tunnel. Now, that's just his sense of humour. But I don't feel we're looking too far away. He's written end of March, beginning of April for me. It's confused me now. He's written end of March, beginning of April. And I think that's when the indication that you will be moving will happen, because he then wrote May in brilliant white writing. So I know that that's due to happen. He says sometimes there are delays in things and it actually works out for the best, even though the delay is frustrating. He's actually called out happy birthday, but he's pointing over your head, so there's somebody close to you that has a birthday.
It's my deceased grandfather's birthday today, but my birthday is coming up February 2nd.
Right. I think it's the anniversary of the gentleman that's passed. He's just giving that to you as a further confirmation.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry, hon. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think there's a slight delay here. He's just giving that birthday anniversary as a confirmation for you that you will move. He says you'll move into a place that's marvellous. That's his exact word. So it'll be much better for you.
Any direction as far as that? I'm really lost as far as if I should stay local or go out of state. My head's spinning, to be honest with you. I don't want to make the same mistake.
Yeah, as you've asked that, he says it's about 10 miles away, so it's not far at all. He says better community as well. So I know that you said it's quite nice where you are, but it will be somewhere better.
Okay.
Fantastic. Take his great love and mine.
Yeah.
Bless you, honey. I shall say prayers.
Thank you for calling, Nancy. God bless
you. It's Mandy, not Nancy.
Oh, Mandy. Okay.
Mandy, yeah.
Okay. Take care, hon.
Happy New Year to both of you. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Area code 914. I'm bringing you live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, it's Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you. Happy New Year to you both.
Oh, thank you. You too, hon.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. Thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm very well. As I link with you, I'm half Italian, as you may have guessed by my name.
Yeah.
I'm tasting lots of different Italian foods. Would you understand an Italian connection? He says connected to, this gentleman, connected to the family rather than in the family. But there's a strong Italian influence, if I could put it that way. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes. I'm first generation American.
Brilliant.
Yeah, half Italian.
Bless you.
Like in this world.
Fantastic. So this gentleman, he's saying greetings from the homeland. It's not Sicily, but there is a small island that he's that he comes from, and he says it's not really core to the connection, to the Italian connection with the family, but there is some relevance there. Okay. Would you understand this gentleman saying you've had to be extremely patient with members of the family? He says over the last few months, but it's actually taken me back 6 months. He said, of course, COVID has caused a strain, but he said there's an underlying current of unhappiness. Would that make sense to you?
All of it does. And I am actually, my family is actually from Sicily. So, yes, you've hit on all of it.
Oh, it is Sicily. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I said it wasn't Sicily and there was another island, but it may be a little island off Sicily. My geography's bad. Okay. Now, he says that you need to be a little firmer, not only in standing up for yourself, but if you're backing certain individuals within the family, to be firm for them. He says they are giving way. I've got an image of a lady and two gentlemen that he's talking about that kind of give way to others. He says it's not doing anybody any good. It's a kind of stalemate with neither side wishing to give much ground. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He calls you a rising star and he says, just be firm. Use the confidence that you have. So when people come to you or ask for your advice, he says you can give it plainly. He says that your speech pattern, the way that you talk, tends to be in short sentences. I'm sure he's giving that as a confirmation, but would that make sense to you too?
Yes, I try to be as succinct as I can when I communicate. Yeah.
Succinct. Fantastic. He's just giving that to you again as confirmation that he knows. His exact words are, I know very much what's going on. I wouldn't say exactly I'm pleased, but I do understand human nature. So he's hopefully that's plain to you. Sometimes they feel they're telling me stuff I don't need to know, and so they rattle on. Have you got a question for him?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. The last part.
Oh, have you got a quick question for this gentleman?
Yes, please. I have a few work projects going on, and I was wondering, like, I want to narrow them down to at least two for this year. I was wondering if he could tell me which one. I have one that begins with the letter L, one with the letter C, one with the letter H, and one with the letter G. If he could narrow down any two of those, or if that is the right strategy, to just pick two.
I'll tell you what he's telling me. He says, the ones that are more manual, you are good with your hands, and he says the ones that are more manual, that's what he would tend to go for. I have no idea really what he's talking about, but would that make sense to you?
Yes, they're pretty much all manual. Maybe it's just take them all. Yeah.
Okay, let me, sometimes, they give me information, and because it doesn't have to be clear to me, sometimes not helpful to you. Let me try and,
yeah.
He says there are two that you've been thinking about for quite some time. You've added the others ever since because they have kind of been variations on a theme. That's it's interesting he uses that term because that's also a piece of music, isn't it? I think variations on a theme. Spirit Don't Say Anything by Coincidence. This feels as though it could be music related or instrument related. Would that make any sense to you at all?
There is a musical component. Yes, you're correct. Yeah.
Right,
wow.
Okay, because as I said, they don't say anything. I would tend to go for the first two that you thought of, because he said the others are variations, and you would still more or less need to start at the same point to for it to get along the path and then vary. So just go with the original two that you've got. I'm not sure why he's saying this, and I do apologise. He said that should make you happy. I feel it's because you have more certainty with those first two. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
As an extra confirmation, he's saying there is a big anniversary coming up. He's taken me past July, so I would say we're in August with that. He says it will go ahead as planned. Would that make sense to you too? This is a family thing, he's just said.
A family thing?
In August, there's some event, yeah. He's not making it clear to me whether it's an anniversary or a marriage or birthday or anything like that, but there's an event that's planned. It may be something you're not aware of at the moment. That sometimes is the case. But for you to enjoy that. Fantastic. He's just shown me a piccolo, you know, a kind of flute. Would that make sense to you as well?
Yes, he loves dancing too. That's very popular in Sicilian music, like really old school Sicilian music. And my dad used to love to dance to that. We all do, in fact.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, bless, because he's just throwing that in. And there's an awful lot of love from Spirit for you. He says for him too, or from him too, and of course from me. So take their great, great love. It's been a privilege speaking to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thanks,
yeah. Catherine.
Thank you. Much love to you both. And yes, thank you. Many blessings.
Oh, you too, hon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. We're going to move on to area code 708 in your live. What is your first name, please?
My first name is Barbara.
Hi, Barbara. Have you talked to Leo before or no?
No.
Okay. Well, say hello.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Bless you. Immediately you gave your name, I saw a lady in a swimming hat completing lengths in a pool. This isn't sort of Olympic standard or anything like that, but it's a great form of exercise, obviously. And I feel that there's a lady that's in spirit that was very much a swimmer. She says it was hard to get her out of the water. Fantastic. I'm just going to have a quick listen. Would you understand her saying she is very pleased with you? You should be pleased with yourself. She doesn't understand why you put yourself down or denigrate what you do and how you feel. So this feels as though you should be more pleased with yourself than you are. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Would you understand her saying, she's saying this quite firmly, she says, if you want to get anywhere and you want to make changes, then you have to do something. Planning is fine, but you need to stick to a plan when you make it. You need to push yourself a little further. She says she makes no bones, but this year isn't going to be easy for so many people. It's not going to be easy for you. But if you begin those steps on those plans that you've made, she said by the turn of the year, you will find you're exactly where you need to be. Dreams can come true. And she's written that for me. She's actually writing in pencil. I know this is going to sound strange, but where she's put the full stop, she's hit it so hard, she's broken the lead. So I feel that she really wants to say You've got these ideas. You just need to go with them. She's just said to me, there's been a long enough delay already, and she's underlined already. Would that make sense? Okay. She says, I'm sorry to come across stern, but she says, I don't like dilly-dally. I don't like delay when there's no reason for it. It's kind of part of her personality as she would have been on Earth. So she's kind of reinforcing that. We know that you know who she is, but would you understand those kind of aspects of her personality as well?
Yes, that was my mother.
Yeah, would you understand her describing herself as sometimes, and she's put in speech marks, a bit short-tempered? I think she's being delicate with that. Sorry, she's making me laugh. Yeah,
actually,
would you understand she's been
diplomatic? She was very matter of fact. She was very matter of fact. But dramatic, no.
Okay. Right. So would you understand her going overboard then just to make the point that she's made? Because she's kind of overemphasizing this. She said it's for effect. That sounds theatrical. Would you understand a theatrical connection with the family?
Yes.
Okay. I think she's kind of playing a couple of roles here. Have you any questions you'd like to ask her?
I hit so many. I know she's with me.
She says, take a deep breath. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. She's always with me.
Yes.
And she helped. I have a situation, and with a child of mine, and is she helping me work that out?
She is. This would be a boy. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And the reason that I say that is when you said, I need help, she says very gently, just push him out of the way. She's not being nasty in saying that, but she's saying if he's not kind of going to be led by the hand, then a gentle push in the back to get him moving. So when she says push him out of the way, she doesn't mean that in a nasty way, but he does need, she says he needs to wake up, and he needs to understand there are priorities in life. So she's outlining part of the problem, but obviously she's not telling me. So would that make sense to you too?
Yes. Yeah, that's okay.
Fantastic. Bless you.
Well,
take her great love.
yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, bless you.
You know,
no problem, honey. You take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Barbara. Okay, let's see. Let's go to area code 954. What is your first name, please?
Yay, Lucy.
Lucy, hi there.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm so happy I'm on. Yay, it's my first time.
Ciao,
Leo.
I can impress you. Hi. Ciao. As soon as I can heard your voice, I'm not sure who's here. Sometimes they stand back, nothing sinister. They wrote Wisconsin. Would you understand a connection with Wisconsin? They've just written strong. So would you understand a strong connection with Wisconsin?
Wisconsin? No, not at all.
Yeah. Right. let me just say...
Maybe it's the future.
I don't think so. I've got a connection going in. To the past with this. It's slightly odd. no disrespect to people who live in Wisconsin. I, this is a gentleman from his voice. He says Wisconsin for him was a place that he passed through, not stayed. So I'm not sure where he's going with that. I'm just going to try and get a fix on what's around you from
okay.
him. Obviously, COVID and the other situations can be quite difficult. You know, it's a very tense situation. Would you understand this gentleman saying, slightly flippantly, I think, but he's saying you're fairly happy and you're breezing through this. So I think another way of putting that is that you're taking what's happening in your stride. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And he says, things will be fine. He says you're on the edge, you're on the periphery of something. I'll be honest, I'm not sure whether you're on a boundary line between two states or whatever. But he says it has made a bit of a difference to you, but it's not an enormous change that you've had to go through. Would that make sense to you?
I don't really understand, Leo. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm in two states? Is that what you meant?
Or very close to a border between two states. Would that make sense? That's what he's indicating to me.
No, not at all.
Right. Okay. Let me just figure out where he's going with that. Because we're very short on time, if I just put that to one side, would you understand
sure.
that you're taking very much what's going on between COVID and all this upset, that you're taking that in your stride? Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yeah. Well, as best as we can. I mean, yes.
Yeah, because he's just talking about you kind of just breezing through this. He says that... Again, he's talking about the border. He says there's more relief just across the border, or it could be a different county. Maybe that's another way of putting it. And there is relief just across the border. He wants you to say, he wants to say to you, you will remain safe. He says there are spiritual plans for you. So if I said you're sensitive, in a psychic and clairvoyant
way. Yes, I am
way.
Very psychic.
Well,
yes, I am. Exactly.
Right. So I'm kind of seeing this border in another way as well. I do get the feeling you are either between close to a border with a county, but also understand it now as obviously on the border between two worlds as mediums are.
Yes.
He says... not that you've asked either mentally before or on the show, you will be fine. Everything will be safe for you. Again, there is work for you to do spiritually. It is something that you will achieve. You've been working towards this particular target for a long time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, yes. Do you want me to tell
this
you
This sounds
things,
a bit biblical.
Okay.
If you want to, very briefly, you can, yeah.
Okay, well, I am Italian, right? So, and I have maybe the border could mean two citizenships. Is that what maybe?
That makes sense. I've got a big tick for that. Thank you for that, yeah.
No problem. I didn't want to steer you in the wrong direction, but then I said, okay, I better say something.
Yeah, because sometimes I can be really thick and I can see what they're showing me and I can hear what they're telling me, but sometimes they're in. So I want to thank you for that. And he's saying something
no
that sounds rather biblical, but this is about the spiritual work as much as anything. But he says the hour is at hand. So you're very close to achieving what you need to, or that opportunity to do what you need to is very close at hand.
Leo, can I ask you something? You said a man.
Yes.
And my father passed away almost 2 years, less than 2 years. But he's not from, like, yes. My entire family is not Wisconsin, not even close. So maybe is he coming
right,
through?
Okay. This is a gentleman. I've got to be honest, I can't confirm whether it's a gentleman that you're thinking, although he's just said yes, okay. But it was a gentleman that's coming through. Just keep an eye out for Wisconsin. It seems to be relevant to him in some sense, and it may be something that's going to happen in the future. He said, it's all good, it's all good. So he doesn't
awesome.
Want to give you anything to kind of concern about. I don't know what kind of spiritual work you do, but there are several guides with you, this gentleman
yeah.
says, that have different purposes. So I don't know whether that's trance.
I didn't understand
so I don't know whether
the word,
that's trance
sorry,
or not.
Leo.
Oh,
what did you say?
Okay. He says that you have several guides there that have different purposes that work with you, if that makes sense.
Yes, yes, Saint Germain, yes.
Fantastic. I'll leave that with you because I know David wants to finish up. Take this gentleman's great love and blessings and mine too.
I have a question. Can I ask a question?
Lucy, we have to end. We're at the end of the hour, honey.
Sorry.
But thank you so
I'm
much
sorry.
For calling.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. And thanks, Leo. Ciao. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bless you. Ciao. Ciao.
Okay. Well, that was a wonderful show, Leo. Thank you as always. And now let's pause for a moment and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, everybody. And Leo, I'm sorry to have interrupted you. What were you going to say?
I can't remember it. It's gone, David. I just wanted to thank you and thank those that managed to get through.
Okay. Well, it was a wonderful show, and I will look forward to having you back on again in April.
Thank you so much. Can you send me the link to the show, David, as well?
I'll do that immediately as soon as we hang up.
Brilliantly. You have it's your 5 hours behind, aren't you? So have a great day.
Thank you so much, Leo.